welcome to part two of episode 41 of Tea in the Treetops podcast. I'm Angela. In the first half of this episode, Philippa and I welcome back special guest Isabel Carmody to discuss Game of Thrones with us. The full episode was much longer. I really didn't want to just throw out the last part of it. So here it is for you. I hope you enjoy the rest of our discussion with Isabel. Anyway, all right. Well, now, is that all? I think we've wrapped it up pretty well now. I think we might leave talking about what we've read, unless you want to do it really quickly.
I was just going to say, I got totally hooked on Jacqueline Moriarty's A Corner of Light.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you're reading it.
I just finished it. I'm like, what? It's over already. I need more.
So you finished it already?
I've been listening to it to and from the car, going to bed. Since I've gone back to study, I can only bring myself to read if it's an audiobook while I'm driving to uni, because otherwise I can't justify to myself.
No, I do it. I catch the buses and do exactly the same.
I couldn't study and drive anyway, so yeah, but I'm going to have to. I've got my next Audible credit. I'm going to have to get the Cracks in the Kingdom. So.
Well, I've got to say that I started audiobooking as well. Yeah. Because I decided to do Couch to 5K, which is that running thing.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God. So I'm not a runner, and I've never really done proper sort of regimented exercise.
I've never got more than about halfway through that program.
Yeah, no, it's all right. The first part has been okay. But I've been running, listening to audiobook. But I chose the absolute wrong audiobook to start with. I got a copy of Men Who Stare at Goats.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Which is, the movie is quite funny. I haven't actually seen the movie.
It's not a movie. It's a self-help type book. It's a crazy book.
The book is different, yeah.
It's not a story.
What possessed you to do that?
Well, I had it on my phone. No, I had it on my phone for a while, thinking I might listen to it because it sounded all right.
To run. And I used to run with audiobooks. You need a murder mystery. A good murder mystery with lots of tension.
I was thinking more like some kind of... fluff like The Selection or something like that.
No, if you want to exercise well, it's got to be a murder mystery.
Though. It's terrible. It's like McDonald's. That's what The Selection is.
Oh, maybe that's not a good thing for running then.
It's like you can't stop listening to it, but you just know.
No, you want a pacey book. You want a pacey book with lots of adrenaline kicking.
I'll take your advice. I'll have a look around.
I finished 11/22/63, Stephen King. That was, I really liked it.
Yeah.
Totally different to the TV show.
Yeah, okay.
That could be a whole other episode. That was really, really interesting, because what I always get terrified with when I read a Stephen King is he's just so good at setting this ominous scene.
Yeah.
And then it often just drivels into nothing. I always feel that the only book of his that I didn't feel was anticlimactic was Hearts of Atlantis. But this one was pretty good. I was pretty impressed with the ending. I think you would like it. It's got time travel. It's interesting. It's long, though.
I didn't realise it had time travel in it.
Yes. I liked It, and I liked The Talisman, and I liked...
See, I've never read them. I've seen It. But Derry is in 11/22/63.
It's in a lot of his books. Yeah, he uses it in lots of different
books. The only ones I've read are the Dark Tower. I haven't read all of them.
Okay.
I've read the first four.
They're a really interesting thing, because... It starts off being a very certain sort of book, which isn't quite, fully formed. And then it gets better and better and better in the series. And one of the books I think is just superb. And I hated the ending.
Oh, a lot of people say that. Yeah.
My God.
Okay.
I'm only up to
I'm so disappointed with his endings. I just feel like he's got this great ambience.
This is the ultimate in disappointment.
Maybe I should stop now.
Some people, no.
First half of Hearts of Atlantis have these like
men. I didn't
read
that one.
Oh, I love it. I still feel goosebumpy thinking about how that story ends. It's kind of like...
Okay, don't tell
books.
Me, don't
no,
tell me,
I
because I will have
there's
a look
like
at
four
it.
Books in one, and but one of the books is like half of the book, and then there's like three. Like
didn't
all the characters
get made
link,
into a movie?
But the movie's only one half of the book. It's not all the
because
story.
Because the movie felt really...
No, it's not the whole thing.
Yeah.
So there's more stuff for the Vietnam War and some of those original childhood characters, their storylines, and they all link up, and it's... But apparently,
The Talisman.
Oh my God,
I love that book.
Well, that book, 11/22/63, was actually the second book he ever wrote, but he never finished it. Wasn't ready to do it, and he just in the last couple of years went back, revisited it. Because he wrote it originally like 7 years after JFK assassination, which is a big part of the storyline. But even though he wrote like 90% of it, he completely changed the ending, though, he said, and the acknowledgement.
And it's a good ending, you said. Did you say?
I quite liked it. Yeah.
As long as it's just not a slaughter fest, that's what I don't want.
No, not that type of book at all.
That isn't a slaughter fest either, the one I don't like the end of. That isn't a slaughter fest.
Okay.
It's just like, I mean, I can't even bear to think of it.
I've always wanted to read that series because I feel like
I loved it, and I'm going to read it again, and I'm just going to, really, you know what, I'm going to read the end, I'm going to read it again, and I'm not going to read the end. I'm just going to make up my own end, which would be better.
That's me with Romeo and Juliet.
I'll read your ending.
I'll do a fanfic ending. Yeah. I'll do a fanfic ending 50 times better than he could have done.
Excellent. Okay. Get to me.
But yeah, Hearts of Atlantis, I've always felt that the supernatural element in that is apparently, I'm positive, linked to the Dark Tower world, so I've always wanted to go and read that Dark Tower world because it's the supernatural.
Now, see, you're making me want to read. Who has time? I'm studying.
I know.
My God. I just felt the other day how cheated I feel that I can't read as much as I used to. Remember when we were teenagers and you read just a book and you didn't care? You stayed up till 3 a.m. and were going to fall asleep in the middle of your science class the next day. Who cares?
One of my friends who is lives on her own. Told me
yes, your friend Lou buys like 10 books every time we go out.
And she just told me that she
to be that person again.
She read like 5 books over Easter, and I was just like, oh.
I used to do that.
Oh, well.
Yes. Once upon a time, I know.
Yeah.
And I just feel really, I thought, I want my life back. I want some time back. Audiobooks help because of what you said. Yeah. I can clean, I can drive, anything I do.
Well, I read on the train because I've got quite a long commute.
I read on
the
train, on buses and things. But actually exercising and all that stuff, that's when I use audiobooks and I love those too. It's a different experience though. Nothing like reading a book.
That's right, I agree. I don't always get on with audiobooks anyway because I think it makes... For me, it makes the story go too slowly because you read.
I like it even more if it, but it's often a book I've already read that I loved.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I like listening to it again.
But I often will. I like to have the ebook and the audiobook. So if I'm getting really into it, I work out where I am and I skip ahead and then I go back to the audiobook.
Wow, you are a true dick.
It's really bad. I can only do that with Audible though, because Audible tells you what chapter you are.
Yeah,
in the book.
Audible has a problem with its audio that I don't like. Like we're right now recording. I'm up to the end of The Keeping Place in recording all of the Over Newton Chronicles.
Okay.
I can't believe how much.
Are you reading them yourself?
I have. I've tried to have my. I went through a phase listening with my daughter, and we were listening to Little Fern. Are you actually doing that?
So I did those. So we're doing these ones, and the guy who's producing it told me that with Audible, it sounds fine, but to keep it clean, the only way I can describe it, he describes it much more technically, is they shave off the bottom of it so that you don't get any bumps or pops, but it flattens out the end of the voices. And I'm listening right now to an audio book, and I thought, bet that's what that is.
Yeah,
it's like they talk with their teeth clenched sometimes, if that's the way to say it. It's you can hear it in that way.
Mm.
But there are other companies that do it, and Belinda's one of them.
Yeah.
They don't abridge, which I love, because I hate abridged books.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm almost a fanatic about it. I almost really feel like...
It's just another method to read the book. It's just listening to it. You don't want it abridged.
When you're recording them, are you ever tempted to edit yourself, like... Do you read it word for word?
I do. No, I do edit myself sometimes.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, audio, and my producer said this too, audio books are better edited than books because the writer who's reading
it's
their
flawed.
Own work
hears
the mistake, and you see the typos no one caught, that you catch every single typo.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd say, oh my God, it's the wrong name. Or sometimes he says, is that the right name? And you realise he's caught it because they're listening the whole time to you. So, you know, there are small adjustments. They're only small.
Mm.
But, you do make the changes from time to time.
I'll have to get a copy of them when they come out. Listen,
you need to get a better book for your running.
I do.
We're also doing as a little taste of the short stories because they're hard to get. So they suggested it. And I said, let's do the short stories.
Yeah.
So. That's what we're doing as well.
That's great.
Anyway, we're far from.
I know. Well, I was going to say, Isabel, is there anything that you've read recently that you wanted to recommend or?
I clade by James Bradley, who's a Brisbane writer. I loved that.
Okay.
Okay. I really, really love that. And I just finished reading Marianne de Pires's Peacemaker, the first book.
Oh, yes.
I was sitting next to her at Comic-Con and heard her talking to other people about it. And by the end of the day, I said, give me one of those books. I'll do a swap. So today I took her one up and I said to her, I texted her and said, are you going in today? Bring the other one in. Bring the next one in. And she turns up without the book. I could have strangled her.
Oh, no.
She's, I wasn't coming in tomorrow. I'm coming in only to get that book. The world she creates, it's so good.
Okay.
It's such a great
book.
Oh my!
Books,
but
really
Peacemaker
great.
I've tasted a few of them, but that by far is the thing that I've loved the most, and I'm like right in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, speaking of conventions, I just went to the Supernova in the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago, and I did talk about it on our last mini episode a little bit, so I won't talk about
your
too much.
Solo voyage.
Yeah, that was fun.
And
so I met Lynette Noni there again.
Oh, yeah,
she was there previously.
She's great. Yeah.
She's lovely, yeah.
She
so
nice.
I got a I haven't got a physical copy yet. So Arcanae's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, Raelia, has just come out.
Have you read them? Have you read them?
I have read them, yes.
You've read Arcanae. I've got a copy on my shelf.
I haven't read any of them yet, but do you
like it? It's pretty good. It's basically like a magic school sort of trope. There's lots of sort of fantasy things in it, but it is aimed at sort of, I think I would describe it more as like a teen kind of book.
So it's the
young adults.
You know Lainey Taylor's books?
Yes,
yeah,
they're
those
amazing.
I thought were fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we've had many a rave about Lainey
She's
Taylor.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Her new series is coming out, I think, either the end of this year.
Some people do a good job, and some people do a hell of a good job.
Yeah.
And I love those that Lainey wrote. And I only read one because I was being on stage with her, and it's a courtesy to
she was a nice
read,
person
to when
meet.
I met her.
We met her at the Brisbane Writers Festival.
Yeah, well, that's
when
I met
ago.
Her. That's where I met her too.
Were you there? No, maybe it was
I was on stage
event.
With
no,
her,
the
just
YA.
One.
YA.
But I was only on one event.
Yes,
and
you
then I wasn't
the
there.
YA
I wasn't
day.
Around.
Yep.
No.
Well, anyway, Lynette Noni.
Sorry, we got
No, I got a copy of Raelia after the fact sort of thing, so I'm reading that now. It's really good. I think she's done a lot better job in the second one. You know, like they're sort of
matures as
you go. The second one's the writing is a little bit better and the characters are more better formed. And
it should always
I'm
be
enjoying.
That way. It should always get better.
So, that's what I mean.
Exciting. Well, that's really exciting that we've all talked about Australian authors too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And none of it was...
And they're all...
Contemporary, which is normally, I feel, when you talk about YA Australia, it's generally always contemporary. We should wrap this up soon.
Yeah.
We should. I'm sorry. Okay, so we've rambled on for a long time about all sorts of things, but so we should probably say thank you very much to Isabel for coming to talk to us.
Thank you for having me in the treetop.
You're welcome anytime. So if you enjoyed listening to this episode or any of our other episodes, you can if you would go to iTunes and leave us a review and like some stars, that would be awesome. We'd love that. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us contact@teaandthetreetops.com or you can tweet us @teatreetops. And for all of our book reviews, all the information about this episode and everything that books that we talked about at the end there, you can go and check out our blog @teaandthetreetops.com.
Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, and we'll catch you again in a few weeks' time.
And I'll be listening.
Yay! Bye!
Bye.